Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the American Idol After Show, and we are talking solos, duos, and narrowing down the top seven, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Such a good song.
How it like beats in? It's so good.
I like it. Whose choice was this?
You?
Yeah,
mine.
Yeah.
Because they sang it.
You have great taste in music.
You.
Stop it.
You.
Stop it.
I love it.
No.
I love it. Look at us. We're cute today.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of cute,
look at that.
I know.
Oh, you guys like the jacket?
Yes.
The dinosaur.
You like the fit? I thought I would make its debut today.
I love it. Oh, my God. I didn't even see the pizzas on it.
You're hungry.
That's what, dude. If you're a fan of pizzas and dinosaurs, I'm your girl. Guys, welcome to the American Idol After Show. I'm Maddie Makeley, and these are my lovely co-hosts right here.
Hey, guys, I'm Sarah Cirio.
Whoa.
I always say that.
No, usually,
I need to have, like, a lead it, like a
usually,
lead out.
Usually it's like, hi, guys, I'm Sarah. Like, yes, you are.
I'm just so happy to be here.
So stoked.
Me.
Yes.
You want to know me?
Yeah. We want to know you.
Oh, thanks.
Who doesn't want to know you?
That's Kim Davey from New Zealand.
From New Zealand.
She's so cute.
Shout out. She had to put in. Shout out New Zealand in the house, you guys.
Yay, New Zealand. Kim's in the house.
I'm from Colts Neck, New Jersey, if that's cool enough for you guys.
Yeah.
Well, welcome. Another good week. Okay, so again, done with auditions.
Thank you.
We did it. We got through it once again. We are narrowing down the top seven, which made it tonight. We are going to tell you guys our favorite contestants this far and performances, and of course, our biggest shock factors on a more personal level. So let's start off with the top seven. Who made it?
Dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
Drum, please.
I was waiting for the sound effects. Okay, so we have just super quickly. Cade, yay! Michelle, Dennis, Gabby, Johnny, Michael, and Katie.
Yay, Katie.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Some good ones.
Okay, some good ones.
That's why I said some.
Yes. So let's get started on this. So we had some personal favorites this week. Not only contestant-wise, but performance-wise. Because there are some contestants that I kind of like wasn't paying that much attention to, but then their performance with the duo and their solo, I was just like, yo. And I think one of those people were Gabby, personally.
I love Gabby.
You like Gabby?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I mean, like, sweet. I like Gabby, but she wasn't, like, one of my favorite. But just because, like, I that vibe isn't really my vibe.
Yeah.
But, like, I think same thing was with you. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, she wasn't one of my favorites. I want to know why you love Gabby.
Yeah. I just think, okay. I can agree with you guys, though, that how you don't like her. Because
No. Let's get one picture. I never said I don't.
Right,
I like Gabby.
How you can be a little iffy.
Yeah.
Because I think she's great with who she is, but I still think she's trying to balance out, like, her love for, like, Carrie Underwood and, like, all that stuff. And I personally don't see her as a country artist, which is what she's going for.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's, like, very poppy, and she has such a strong voice. So I can see definitely where you guys are coming from. I just like her as a person, and I'm excited to see her develop into the artist who she is, not who she may think she is.
Maybe that's why I'm just a little bit bored with her, because she is actually, amongst all these crazy, amazing, different personalities, she's quite normal, which is what we used to, but it's not actually that interesting anymore. So I think she's a really nice person, I'm sure, and good singer, but it's just nothing, there's not the spark there for me, I don't know.
See, I'm, like, complete opposite. I only see, like, this Carrie Underwood country star in her. And, like, we've already seen Carrie Underwood win American Idol. So it's, like, okay. And don't get me wrong. Like, she's obviously amazing. I think she's great. And she's cute. And she's, you know, pretty. And, She's too normal. It's not that she's boring. I think she's very cliche for someone to win American Idol. I mean, Carrie Underwood was the first. I mean, she's like a spitting image of her, which is fine. But in this competition at this rate, I'd rather see someone like Ada Fox or someone, you know what I mean? Like, win instead of another, okay, of course, like the pretty young blonde girl.
But I think they've done really well with picking the top seven out of this slot.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone is so different. And I love the way you've got like a rock star, you've got someone like a crazy fox like Katie. You've got a lot of different personalities in there. And it's just nice to, like, again, like the underdogs are like rising because people are sick of just plain and normal and perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't exist in society. So why should it represent the country?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really cool.
Look at you.
Oh, you like that.
I like it.
That was really good.
Thing. Wow, that was really well put.
Sure.
Look at that.
It was intuitive.
Thank
and
you.
Like,
thank you.
Very intuitive. Oh, look at you with the big words. Okay. Oh, goodness.
But I appreciate that. I can see that.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I thought she did an amazing job with that duo. She performed with Sugarland.
Mm-hmm.
And, I thought that they sounded amazing together. Like, together,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, yo. And she wowed the judges. I mean, all of the judges were like, you nailed it from beginning to end, which is something we haven't seen yet in the performances tonight. Mm-hmm. So that was refreshing to see. And of course, she's obviously amazing. So, but I just, like, would rather see someone else win.
No, I agree with you, too. I like other people, too.
At this rate, anyway. Okay, moving on from Gabby. Good job, guys. Okay, good job. So that was personal favorite. I have a new personal favorite.
Oh, who is it?
Dennis Loretto! I love him.
Yeah.
I don't know if I just didn't really notice him in the past episodes or something.
Oh my gosh. So he was like, same. I was like, oh yeah, he's all right. You know, cool, interesting backstory, blah, blah, blah. But tonight in the duo, whoa, he's smooth.
He's
so smooth. He's such a superstar.
I like him.
I don't know.
Check this out. And his high notes, it's holy bananas.
Lionel's like, yes.
Yeah, like yes. That's like a pro. Like, that's winning material. So
that note.
The guy even is like so impressive.
I'm going to leave it to him.
I'm so proud.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. And he actually said, so he performed with Alan Stone,
mm-hmm.
who I did not know until this evening. But I'm going to be honest, but he said it's one of his favorite artists. So that's so cool that he got to perform with him. He's literally my new favorite. I don't know if it's like, when guys have good voices or just a really good talent, that just makes them so much more attractive.
Of course. Oh, my gosh.
I just went from, like, 0 to 100 real quick with
Dennis.
Was
that an ooh or a zoo?
I think that was an ooh.
Oh, thank goodness.
I think it was an ooh.
Guys, that was an ooh. Oh,
Kim's over here thinking.
Like, I know. Really? I was like, excuse me? that was funny. But, I was just like, yo, who is, did I just over, am I the only one that oversaw him in the past episodes?
No.
Or was he just not very emphasized?
I feel like he was at the beginning and then kind of, like, faded away.
Yeah.
And did songs that maybe didn't suit him as well as he did with the duets, and it just, like, really worked for him.
It's good that the guitar as well.
This was, like, his giant redemption time, especially on the Maddie Makeley spectrum. He just went, like, all the way to the top for me. He has my vote, I think.
I
wanted him to win American Idol at this point.
Yeah.
Ooh,
I could see him
I kept
doing
smiling.
It.
Dude, during his whole performance, I was just like,
oh. It's one of those performances that you don't want to end. And you know how some you're like, oh, yeah, next. But that one's just, like, you're so in it. You're like, no, don't stop.
Yeah, yes, he's a cutie, too. Boys.
<That's cool.
laughs> Boys. So we like Dennis. Is he a new favorite of ours? Dennis. Another favorite, Cade.
Yes.
Cade. Okay, between him and Lewis, though, one of them had to go. They're like two white long-haired boys that just, like, their vibe was too much together.
Mm-hmm.
I do like Cade. I didn't realize I liked Cade until tonight. You liked Cade last week.
I like
Cade. But you've liked him, and I haven't seen that until tonight. Yeah, he's just cool.
He's hot. He's cool. His hair.
His
voice. I can see you liking someone
this. Yeah, rock and roll, baby.
Yeah.
Bring it.
I get super, super hard Bon Jovi, Lynyrd Skynyrd vibes from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I say that already? I might have said that in a past episode, but But he's super cool. He's just cool.
Yeah. Like, it's nice to have... Him. Yeah, totally. And it's nice to have just the rock and roll vibe in amongst mm-hmm. everything. But then it's very different. So how do you just... What way do the judges go down in the end? It's like, do we want rock and roll American Idol?
I mean, I guess you can see, because I know that they used to do, like, different nights. Like, they would be, like, pop and yep. stuff. So then you'd see, like, what he would do in that. Mm-hmm. And then you could grow from there. But sure. I feel like when I watched him, I think it was on Sunday night, that I just feel like, yeah, there's probably people in the industry that sure are like that. But I don't think there's anyone that's like, you're like, oh, he's rock and roll, like, in the industry right now. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Cade would be new. And it would be something that we don't have yet.
That's such a good point. Look at you guys. You guys are on fire. Should I just let the show
Stop
be
it.
In your hands?
No, it's all of us.
That's so true, though. I never even thought about that. Mm-hmm. Wow. Because rock and roll, I don't want to say, like, hip-hop is kind of the new mainstream music nowadays, mm-hmm. Next to pop, obviously, but, like, it is.
But...
Hey, no, I agree, man. I think that's a good point.
You know what
sorry
I mean,
to
Jeff?
Jump in,
no,
but yeah,
don't
I think
be sorry. Join our panel. Love I love it.
Like, in the 70s and 60s, like, rock and roll was the music of rebels. It was, you mm-hmm. know, teenagers were listening to this, and Woodstock was the same as, you know, Brochella. So yeah. Now hip-hop is kind of the equally same, like, form of rebellion music.
Yeah,
so
it's like the new mainstream thing that yeah. all the kids are, that you hear in the clubs and that you go out to see, and yeah. that's popping up on your, that's making Billboard, like, top, like, you're literally right. almost all the top 10 Billboard songs are all by hip-hop artists yeah. every single week I see. Mm. So, which is dope. I mean, it's my favorite. Hence why I don't know, okay, I also didn't know Bishop Briggs. I don't know if I'm just sleeping on the music industry right now, but I don't know who did you know that?
I didn't know who she was, but I did know her song River, because yeah. when people were like, oh, that's, you know, what she's known for, I was like, oh, okay, love that song, but I didn't know her.
Yeah. Mm. No, she's really good. She's amazing.
She gets into it.
She gets, she's a great performer.
She has yeah. interesting, I was going to say costumes, but interesting attire where she performs with.
And she's so first. Nice. She's so nice, oh, nice and, like, appreciative for being, you know, a celebrity and a star like she is.
Well, yeah, let's face it, though. Well, I don't know the ins and outs because I don't everyone know every celebrity on this planet.
Yeah.
But I always see, I think the ones that truly, truly do well, like 90% of them, like, are actually really, really nice people. Mm-hmm. You think some might be divas and stuff, and I think I'm sure there are quite a few, but it seems like to get to the top, you truly actually have to be a nice person these days. You can't be like
100%
prima donna.
100%. And people know, like, Hollywood is so small. I have this conversation probably 20 times a day with people. Hollywood keeps getting smaller every time I look around.
Everyone knows everyone.
Everyone knows everyone. Everyone talks. You don't even know. Like, you do know. You guys live here. But, like, every time I turn around, Hollywood just keeps getting smaller and smaller. And people know who wants to work with who yeah. after dun-dun. Just from word of mouth. And I think that she is a very genuine... You can tell that she treats the contestants like she would the cameraman, like she would Katy Perry. Like, mm-hmm. she would... You know what I mean? And that's such a... rare thing to see these days, especially with come up artists who
yeah.
and like she and I kind of I didn't kind of I definitely stalked her Instagram before, and I stalked her on like social media and stuff, and you can tell that she's on the come up still, mm-hmm. but she's like she's popped off, but like she's still has a ways to go before mm-hmm. she's like really like Katy Perry level type, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. which I think all of them are, like the Sugarland and who's the guy,
who?
Alan Stone, oh my gosh, who was like Andy Grammer. I didn't know who Andy Grammer was.
Are you kidding?
Guys, I'm literally sleeping on the entertainment industry right now. Maddie. It's so bad. Honestly, I was just like, who is this human? I know his music now that I heard
okay.
it, but I didn't know him by name. And I was just like, yo, he's cute too. I like boys. I don't know. I like boys.
Always, always turns into, if you want to come in.
I like long hair boys, short hair, mm-hmm. brown boys, white boys, purple
have
boys.
Have we got a show for you?
do we have a show for you? Maddie and the boys.
With these boys and just with these celebrities sort of up and coming as well, like it's a really interesting strategy for them to get themselves on this kind of a show, because obviously mm-hmm. it's bringing them to mainstream pop culture, people 100%. Who are watching. It's always strategy in it. I'm always mm-hmm. fascinated by the behind the scenes, like the strategy of getting famous. It's so interesting.
Exactly. And I feel like this is a good opportunity for them to put their names in front of people like me, who I'm just like,
absolutely.
Who are they? Like, and then you're like, oh, that's right. You know, Now I know who they are.
Insta-stalk them.
And then I insta-stalk them. And then
I mean, that boom. Is honestly how you become someone in this day and age.
Instagram?
Yeah.
Sad.
But true.
I feel like it. I feel like that's true because the more followers you have.
Instagram, YouTube, just social media in general. Yeah, that's so true.
Side note, anyway.
No. That's a really good point to make because honestly, like, if I could see this show going in a direction, maybe not this season, but in a direction where if they already kind of have a social following, then obviously that can only behoove them in the end into going further because you have your whole platform, you know, voting for you online, which is probably why they choose people who don't have any kind of following in the first place. But I can see this going in the direction where, like, you have to be, like, some kind of social influencer later to, like, even be on the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not that ABC is doing that. I'm thinking, like,
outside the box.
Let's just get that clear. I don't know if that's going to be a thing. Years to come. Months to come. I mean, I don't know. That's just kind of the way I see it going in right now, just because social media is blowing up. It has been blowing up so fast, and it's kind of overwhelming. It's very overwhelming. But I like him. Kate's cool. Yeah. Anyway, Kate's cool.
Kate's awesome. Yeah, wait, he's going to go far.
He was the first name called, correct?
He was number one.
Yeah, because that was like an obvious kind of choice. I think they're doing a good job of keeping, like you said, the diversity in here somewhere. So like you have a few country singers, you have the rock and rollers, it's not going to be only, because it's so easy for America to vote for one genre on depending on who's watching, which I have a feeling is kind of more in the middle of America that's voting, because I don't know anyone in LA that watches the show, or New York, or Miami. So
maybe
we do. So we're in LA.
Besides us, but I mean, I would love to know where these votes are coming from. To be honest, like what part, like besides obviously their hometowns, but I mean, I would love to know who they're voting for, just because I could see them.
Well, the proper voting fully starts like after this top. Yes. 14, right? Yeah. Cool.
To narrow it down. So it's moving not it so down. Crazy.
Not
yeah.
just the judges. Yes.
Yeah, but Kate was cool. I feel like they almost had to give it. Wait, so Lewis then? Were you guys? Lewis is the other long-haired kid that got voted off. He had a ponytail on his duo, though. Lewis?
Lewis? Who is Lewis?
Lewis Fonzie.
What? He's famous.
Darling.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're taking over the show.
Wow.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, all right, I'm going to go in a hole. Who's
our opening song? It's okay. There's too many names.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry. I've had a
Are
long
you talking
day.
About Trevor?
I've had a... I'm so... No, not Trevor either. No. Oh, my gosh. Who did he...
Brandon.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Brandon Diaz did it with
my head hurts right now, you guys.
So the one that was the one
who had the ponytail,
Brandon. They did Despacito.
Yes, but he's not. He got voted off.
He did.
Yeah.
And he took a risk because he did the full Spanish song.
I said Lewis like 16 times before I brought this up, and you guys were just looking at me like, what?
I just thought you were talking about Lewis Fonzie.
Guys, no. I literally know none of these performers.
He does the Despacito song.
This is the amazing one. So he went all in Spanish, obviously.
But
that's
Brandon.
Such a risk.
Brandon.
Yes.
Brandon,
yeah. They didn't even know he could speak Spanish, but I don't even know if he can necessarily. Maybe he just did the song.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't think he does, but he said he used to sing to his grandma.
Okay.
In Spanish, yeah. And he hadn't done it in a very long time.
I'm okay. So embarrassed
so
right
that's,
now.
No, don't be. It's all, there's so
Lewis
many names.
Fonzie. Okay. In all honesty, though, just so our viewers know, like, I literally only listen to hip-hop and pop, and hip-hop and rap. Like, 100%. Like, I had to show my mom, like, Trippie Redd the other day, just to get on my level of where I'm at in life. But, so in my favor, in my defense, that is why
I'm fine.
Roast You'll have to do a hip-hop show okay. after this.
There used to be a hip-hop show. Anyway.
So you were saying, Brandon
and... So I think that they kind of went between Brennan and Cade in a way, maybe.
No, I think Cade would have. Nah. Well, I
you
mean,
think that they're different?
Looks wise, but now I think Cade's in a.
They're two different things,
yeah,
you think?
Two different.
I think Brandon did a really good job at his song.
He did an okay job.
And it was definitely like a risk for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't. I really didn't think it was like you could tell who like really put it out there.
Yeah. He was kind of holding back, like he was trying to move with it, but not really going for it. And it was like, are you coming or going? What's going on? It was just not fabulous. It was okay.
Yeah.
And fabulous. That's not good enough right now.
Fabulous.
Stop.
I love it.
But honestly, the one that I was shocked about who did get top two.
Yeah, she got into shockers.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, it's totally fine. Because honestly, there were some. No, you and I were watching it together, and there were some. I think the shockers overcame my favorites in a way, just because I was just so shocked when they. I think when Layla. Who were the three? Layla, Dominique, and what's. Katie. Were holding next to each other, and I was like, "Yo, two of these people have to go." And Dominique has been my favorite up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Who is your guys' favorites up to this point? You think?
Some of mine are in the next group, so
yeah. I mean, Katie was always like in the back of my head, but she's recently come to like the front as like a really fave. Mm-hmm. So I would say like yeah, her Dominique. To be honest, was one that I remembered, and then he kind of faded for me, and then this week. I was like, oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed his performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Alan.
For me, he was, again, a boring.
Say it.
A boring one. Just boring.
Meh. I think I just, like, I can see how you think that. I just like him. I like his vibe. Mm-hmm. He just gives something, like, fresh to the table that you kind of have to, like, point him out and like him, you know, in order to like him.
Yeah, yeah. Because that makes sense. Stand out.
He doesn't really stand out that much, but, like, once you appreciate what he has to offer and, like, really dig it, and you're like, oh, okay, like, I like you more than them kind of thing. But same thing with Katie. Katie's, I think, a great advocate for young women in America.
Totally.
And I think we also have a little ad from another amazing woman, Maria Menounos, who is the founder of our beautiful studio that we have here and everything, and who is also a great advocate for women. And
she is indeed.
So
do you want to have fun, learn and grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those of you who do, have we got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. So Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how you can have a better life or better areas in all aspects of your life. So from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances and more, let our Marina be your big sister that you've always wanted. So just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. So be sure to rate it and comment, and when you do, let Marina know that it was us that sent you. So Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition, check it out now.
She really is like a big sister. Mm-hmm. Like her advice, she's like knows you guys, seriously, like tune into her podcast. But just like Katie too, I feel like Katie is just such a good advocate because she's kooky. She's so honest, like she's weird but in a good way. I'm weird, just so you know. I mean that in a
negative
way.
Everyone's weird,
but no, but are they though? Like
no,
are
I
they
you're
really?
Right you're right
I think,
they don't
I think
own
people
it.
Aren't weird, they're boring, and I think she's weird and kooky and awesome, and I just love her so much.
I do too. And I, you can tell the judges just like light up when she goes on the stage.
It's just
and
she's so unexpected.
Gives
isn't
it. Yeah. She doesn't like.
And her mannerism
shocked me though.
Mm-hmm. She's amazing.
I don't remember her sounding like that at auditions. And then recently I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Yeah. You kind of have to like, I don't want to say look away, but like her excitement and her demeanors are just so over the top that it kind of it lets your mind kind of wander before she sings. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I always have to like kind of like look away from her to like appreciate her.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Does it make you feel squirmy?
No. It makes me feel. She makes me feel amazing. But like even before she gets on stage, I mean, like she, you can tell that like she's just so excited and stuff, and like her energy kind of like gets transported to you, and like I feel like that kind of, I don't want to say takes away from her voice. I don't. Maybe it's just me. I don't even know what I'm trying to explain right now.
It's just like overwhelming.
It's overwhelming, and it doesn't make me focus on her voice as much as it does her energy and her
visually,
demeanor.
Yeah. So
does that make
exactly
sense?
Get okay. What you mean. So like visually, when you visually look at her, if you see her, it's so distracting that you forget to even listen.
Yeah. Exactly. So I kind of have to like look away to like really appreciate her voice and hear her voice.
Yeah.
And going into the shock factors of this evening, everyone. The number one, or I don't want to say number one, but one of the ones that I think shocked me the most was Johnny making
it. Yeah. I agree totally. Like, with the solo performance the other night, I would have been there in a second, and I'm like, yeah, I agree. His duo performance was pretty amazing, though, but it was interesting because it was a really preppy, fun song, so maybe it puts people in good moods.
Mm-hmm.
But he, do you know what I think they're trying to do? They don't have, I don't feel like they've got the stud.
Yeah.
And so he fits into that category, mm-hmm. even though I don't think he's that stud muffin-y. But he is not. You do?
Okay. No. I was just like, I have something to say off that, too.
So, yeah, so I think he's filling that role. They're trying to, like, give all mm-hmm. these different pots to fill, and he's that closest one they've got to that.
Maddie, I can't. No, completely agree. I think he's the only one that is making the girls, like, swoon. Because Sunday night,
he reached down to one girl,
and then all the girls screamed, and the judges, like, went off that. Lionel was like, dude, you don't even know the talent that you have just by touching one girl or kissing one girl on the cheek, then making all the girls scream. And I was watching it with, like, two other people, and they were like, they think he's cute. And I was like, I don't think, like, that's what they're going. I don't think they're going off of him. I honestly think they're just going off of he's that single young guy. Mm-hmm. And, like, young girls, if they have someone new, they'll, like, go. They are crazy. Trust me, I was one of those fans, like, Jonas Brothers. But I'm just shout out. I think he's that guy. I really do. I don't think he's, like, up amazing. There with the yeah. rest of this talent.
He won't make it to the end.
But he's that guy that the young girls are going to freak.
I mean, who else have they got? You know, what are the other yeah. options? That's the step.
Your man Trevor left, so who else do they have?
Yeah. Well, this Kate.
I'm just very unimpressed and unfazed by his demeanor and
his tall demeanor.
I just don't get this one. Honestly, this is, I'm going to be very blunt with this one, I think. I just don't understand anything. Like, I don't know why he made it, honestly.
I think it's purely this far. For that reason.
I really do. But, like, come on. Going through all those auditions, there were so many guys that were like, okay, like, he could have been, like, the one to, like, touch.
Yeah, I don't know.
And be Prince Charming and stuff. But, like, him? I mean, like, he's good. Don't get me wrong. He's good. I mean, obviously, let's get one thing straight. To even be in top 24 on American Idol, mm-hmm. you obviously have to be good. So, mm-hmm. he's good. But in comparison to, like, some of the other talent that got kicked off, I was just like, what? Like, yeah. what? Yeah. Excuse me?
Like, Layla. I think
Layla. Okay, another shock factor that we were like, what? Layla. She's I love her.
I love her too. Firecracker.
How did America not?
And when she, every time someone gives her a compliment, she's like, thank you. Oh, I don't even know how to do it.
She's like, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
No, sorry. That was
cute.
I
love her.
No, it's Southern. Sorry, wait. I was doing like an Australian.
The New Zealand was.
Thank you. I don't even know.
It's okay.
I'm just going to stop. Wow, this is quite the show. I mean, yeah, that's all. Thanks, Jeff.
I can see, though, I think she did a great job. Who she was singing with Sugarland.
Sugarland.
Like, that was probably a lot for her and still a great experience. But I like her, but that performance for me wasn't like,
yeah.
wow.
Yeah. She did very well performing with Sugarland, I think. You're right. I know what you mean. I mean, I almost feel like Sugarland just kind of overpowered her, but she mm-hmm. was so excited.
I know.
Honestly, like, she's so young, though. I mean, this experience mm-hmm. for her, she got to perform with Sugar. Like, you could tell her excitement after she performed with Sugarland and everything. And I feel like just having that kind of experience, you already won, you know? Like,
yeah.
you have so much time. Trust me, girlfriend. She was really disappointed. You could tell mm-hmm. by the look on her face when they didn't call her name. She was mm-hmm. really upset. But, which I get. And, but just to have that experience, you already won, you mm-hmm. know?
Yes, absolutely.
Also, quick question. If you guys were able to perform with your favorite artist as a duo, who would you guys choose? I had to know, because I was just like, this is so cool that they get to do this.
Well, there'd be the issue of the fact that we can't sing. This one can't sing.
If you could.
If I could sing and belt out.
Yes.
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion! I knew you were going to say that!
I love that.
I knew it. Who would you do, Sarah?
Nicki Minaj.
Really?
They're different.
I love Nicki. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I love her ass. Probably. probably Roman's Revenge featuring Eminem.
What?
Oh my god, that's so
great. With Nicki Minaj.
Wait, I know every word of that song.
Like a dungeon dragon. Yes! Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Spit it.
No, I can't. I just got really nervous.
Spit the bars. I'll see what I can with you. Wait, what's Eminem's part in it? I remember.
I know.
What is it?
I'm feeling nervous now, and I literally just went crying.
Give her a second.
But like a dungeon. I'm trying. I know, because I know the song you're thinking about. It's like years old, though. I used to listen to it.
I have the bad words going in my head right now, so I can't sing a clean part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, no, yeah, you're right.
Should be more sling thing. We wouldn't have that problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a tripod, and he said, set up a camera, and twice on her, look, two peas in the tripod. The moral to the story is life treating you like... Nope. Okay.
You think I would know
try
this?
Try to let out the bad
words. Oh, anyway, gosh. I need to
Maddie,
do something else.
Who would yours be?
I'm a hip-hop gangster rapper.
I think I would perform with Trippie Redd.
Really? I don't know who that is.
Either Trippie Redd or XXXTentacion.
Ooh.
Oh, you know?
Yes.
I'm That's sad a good... on you.
Who are
I'm
you, girls? Who are you?
I gave her everything. She took my heart and left me lonely.
If you guys...
I love him. I love it. Yes, if you heard us...
Come
in and vote.
Do
Vote between the three of us on who you think is the best. I think we're pretty sick. No, but seriously, I think that would be, like, such an honor. He sings, though. Hey, that's as far as I get as far, like, with singing and not rapping. I chose two singers, basically, off that. Mm-hmm. Celine Dion, I could totally see you doing.
What are you
Wait, can we just get a little taste right now?
Hell no.
Oh, no?
Yeah, what's Come that on. Sound?
What's you
gonna
up?
Do
it?
No.
Any of her songs. Oh my gosh, all of them. But I don't even think that's a demographic here would. No, I can't sing. I'd just be a backup dancer.
I can't sing, but I do it anyway, which is probably not what.
But just the whole idea of singing with your like celebs and stuff. Like obviously the whole point of tonight's show was to see how they can collaborate with another rather than just being a solo artist, because that's key, right? Today, so many artists are like collaborating together, and some of them could do it, and some of them couldn't. Like. I think the ones that got kicked off really didn't do a good job. And someone like Katie really, really worked it with Andy Grammer tonight. Like, she was amazing. It's like she was a superstar.
She went, like, head-to-head with him.
Yeah,
like,
they must have really chosen who moves on from here on out off of these performances tonight, which I wasn't really expecting. But I wasn't expecting that just because I... You kind of, like, have a or at least I do anyway, I have, like, a pre-made decision, like, on who I like and want to see move forward in the competition over one performance, which I know isn't the point of the competition, because it's supposed to be for the performances.
Don't agree.
I don't know why, but, like, in my mind, I'm like, I can't get rid of Dominique, which is why he was a huge shock factor for me, because I'm just like, he needs to stay. Like, we need him look at her. Look at her go.
Yeah.
The judges just light up. She just, they like, love her.
The thing is, though, is the fact that you have to judge it on every single performance. You can't not do well in a certain night, because if you're going to be a celebrity with the whole world looking at you and all that money being back behind you, you can't make mistakes. Sorry. There's too many people that want those roles, and they have to be able to do everything and perfectly, and it should be based on what you're currently presenting. I know it's a tough life.
Do you guys think Johnny brought it?
Yeah, tonight in the duos, I actually think he did. Solos, I didn't think so, but... But I still don't agree. But then Layla's duo wasn't good, but his solo was cool. So
honestly, like, I hope he wows me in these upcoming episodes. Like, I want him to win me over. I really do.
Okay.
But we'll I don't know. I'm like a little salty about that one. I don't know why. I just am. And moving forward, are there any other shock factors for you guys other than Layla? I mean, like, maybe it was just Layla's time to go. But Katie deserves to go. I think that's why they kept her for the last, like, for saying the names.
Oh, yeah.
They kept her because they knew she would be so emotional. She's very emotional.
She had a big reaction to end the show.
I think she's just, like, a nervous person. She just gets
nervous. You think
nervous.
It's nerves?
No. Excitement? I think it's a natural... Well, yes, she's naturally a nervous, awkward...
Yeah, I think she's just, like, nervous because she wants to, like... do her best and, like, I just feel like, yeah, she's just nervous. But it's good to be nervous.
You know what?
Because that means there's something on the line.
You mm-hmm. know what I almost think with her, though? I think she has a feeling that she's never going to get an opportunity like this again in her life. Mm-hmm. So I think she's, like, truly scared. Like, she... I feel like this is the most alive she's ever felt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the most comfortable she's felt with doing what she loves. Mm-hmm. And she's really terrified more than a lot of the others of losing it. Because I think a lot of the others have this... I don't want to say sense of confidence, because she obviously has that, but this sense of security, like, okay, even if it doesn't work out with this, I know I have a future in this still. I feel like she is putting this thought in her mind that she has no other future. I mean, this is just me, from what I've seen of her. Mm-hmm. I think she's just so terrified of, like, losing this kind of fulfillment mm-hmm. right now.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, totally. And it was interesting tonight, talking about, you know, confidence and stuff, KK, she always comes across really confident and talks about how she is confident. But then when they were KK...
She's saying, yeah.
But then tonight they showed you actually in the tech rehearsal, mm-hmm. the run, where she was like hard out doubting herself and she couldn't hear herself and freaking out. And I wonder if the judges watch that stuff too and go, whoa, she's a little bit too much. And she's not going to be able to handle the real life. How's she going to handle this in reality?
I think in her performance, you could kind of tell that she was holding back. And she's never sang with a band, which is totally different, singing with the band and not being able to hear yourself. Mm-hmm. So it was probably super intimidating. Stressful. And I do feel like Pat took over the song more for her mm-hmm. than the other performances.
And they did not gel. They did not gel.
No. So when she had her moment, she did it well. But besides that, it just was kind of off.
Yeah. I would agree. Mm. Real quick, what do you guys think of Michelle? I feel like we haven't talked about her much. And I feel like we should now that she's made it this far.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said something.
I didn't think that. Well, just because, like, I just realized, like, she was kind of overshadowed. And I heard you say something before about how she adds, like, that bilingual thing to the show. But do you guys think she should still be in the competition? Or what do we think of her
I think she's a good singer. I think she's a good representation of a majority mm-hmm. of, the, not majority, but a number of people in this country now with mm-hmm. Spanish speaking. And I think that she deserves to be there. I think she's a fantastic performer. Mm-hmm. I think she's one that's going to rise and rise and rise.
Yeah, I agree. A few weeks ago, though, I just, like, saw her and I was like, I don't really like her. Like, I don't know why, but I was just like, I'm not seeing it. But then... now that she's made it this far, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I like her. And I do agree. I think she's a performer. I think, no, is she, like, the strongest singer? Maybe not. But she dances and she puts it all out there, which I admire a lot more than, like, being a fantastic, great singer.
She plays her cards right, I think. She, with her audition, do you guys remember her audition when she had all the judges just out of their seats dancing?
Mm-hmm.
I think that if she hadn't done that, then they wouldn't have even taken her to Hollywood. Mm-hmm. Just because, and I don't say that because I think she's a bad singer. I think she's a good singer. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's a wow factor singer. Yeah. But as far as a performer and an entertainer, she's like a Justin Timberlake kind of thing, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think she deserves to be here still. And, like, now that she's going this far, I'm like, okay, well, now I have to pay attention to her a little bit more than what I was before.
Yeah,
I think, again,
it's them just putting people in the different boxes and making sure there's all these different options mm-hmm. to cover America.
No, 100%, which I'm happy they're doing.
Yeah, it's cool. It's different.
I was, like, kind of against it before, but now I'm like, okay, like, I get it. I see.
It's refreshing. It seriously is. Because everyone is so over seeing the same old perfect mm-hmm. types of people. Like, which does not represent this country.
It was cute when Carrie Underwood was, you know, popping off and mm-hmm. and getting big and everything. And it was like, oh my gosh, she's the star. Like, she's so pretty. She's the. And, like, obviously she is. But we can't have that again. That's why I'm a little worried about someone like Gabby. Because although Gabby's, you know, is the whole package, pretty, good singer, everything. It's like, do we want that to win, though, again?
Nope.
Like, any label could go find someone like that on the streets in Hollywood and pick them up. But, are they going to find someone like Dennis? No.
But what about Michael Woodard?
I like Michael Woodard. We talked about him last time, too. He's cool. He didn't wow me tonight, though.
No,
but he's good. He's still, like, one of my top. But
he gets really excited.
Yeah.
He's
so cool.
Yeah, he's super cool. He didn't wow. Like, tonight's performance, I wasn't like, but I'm happy that he's still in the competition. Yeah.
And his song choices always get me, like, last night when he did the Beatles, and mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God.
He's a cutie. He's a good good person.
A cute mm-hmm. muffin.
He's just yes. a good person, and mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. Should we get into some predictions?
Yes.
Yes, we should. TV predictions. Whoa, no lights? Okay, that's fine.
You have to make it a little exciting.
A little. Thanks, come Jen. On, it's our predictions, man. Woo-hoo. What are we thinking?
Well, out of this group?
Yeah.
Do you have any that you're excited for next week?
Yeah.
Well, I am. I want to see if
yeah, how about with this group? What do you think is going to happen?
I think we're going to see some good stuff from Cade, and I also think we're going to see some stuff from Katie.
Of course. And are you excited for anyone next week at all?
I like Effie.
You and Effie are Effie. Like Effie. Seriously, like you Effie. You really are vouching for her.
If she wins, I'm so on the money.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Hey, well, a diehard fan, hey, I love it.
Yeah, Effie, you have one diehard fan in the house right now.
Yeah. I'm excited for the seven this week. I like Michael and Katie mm-hmm. just because they're different in a great way. And... really special.
Yeah. I'm just not going to choose Katie just because you guys did. Okay. So, and I just, like, feel like being different.
Yeah,
you know?
Do it.
Dennis is my new favorite.
Yeah.
I'm vouching for Dennis, which I, honestly, he never even crossed my mind mm-hmm. until tonight. And I'm like, yo, you're a star. Dennis, I love you. Yes.
Are you excited for anyone for next week?
Ada Vox.
Oh, yeah.
That's my Everyone's girl. That's my that's my part-time girl right there. I just love her. She's just it's just new. And who is that? Oh my
it's
gosh.
Another
I'm sorry.
Box.
Yeah. The
Journey.
I'm excited for those two. Mm-hmm. I just am. And it's just something that like needs to be presented, I think, and it's like it's beyond the performances. I feel like it's their messages, too. Mm-hmm. And they're actually... Ada Vox is actually that good, I think. Like, I and, think she could actually win.
No.
Their voice...
Why? Okay, no. Real quick, before we wrap up, I just have to know why.
No. I just...
What you got against Ada?
I don't know. Nothing against her. I think she's an amazing singer.
Yeah,
but I just don't think that is the American Idol.
And that's the best part, is... She's not the American Idol. She's not the cliche.
All of these ones
Carrie
are
Underwood, American Idol. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, no.
That's why it needs to happen.
I got you.
I don't think the country's there yet, darling.
We can bring them there.
Okay,
we'll bring them there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we could put it there. That's just what I think. I think you're right, though. I think you're right in that kind of sense. Like, we're almost there. We're on the brink. I think it might take one more
we'll
season.
One more season.
Maybe one more season. Yeah.
But first you need someone like Katie, and then you need someone
next
like...
Next week, it's going to be wild.
It's going to be pretty voices. Crazy.
I'm excited to see the celebrity duets that they have. I'm excited to see who they bring for them.
I'm super excited. And I'm happy that we're seeing more Ryan Seacrest.
I know. Did you see him when they brought him up and he was singing? I think it was Sunday night.
Singer. Yeah, he's
with
a good
Lionel
singer.
When they were singing Hello. Lionel was like, oh,
yeah.
Hello. I thought it was so...
Wait, what was he like?
Said, oh! I loved it. Ryan was like in it a lot.
I feel like people are over his little whatever, but I just love seeing him. He is American
he really
Idol.
He's a good host.
He's
isn't
so
he?
Good.
And this is American Idol. I love it. I love
it's
it.
It's
so
a little
great
here too, though, Ryan.
I know, right? Hey, no, he looks amazing.
You get better
he looks
with
amazing.
Age.
Stop it. Stop it. He's awesome. Well, that's our show for today, you guys. And wrapping up, I'm your host, Maddie Makeley. You can find me on all my social media at Maddie_Makeley.
Again, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sarah Serio. You can follow me at S Serio.
Love you guys. I'm Kim Davey. You can find me at Kim Davey Live.
Thanks, guys.
Next time.
See you next week, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.